T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Halo and Tyler last year.
He benched Halo, and for me, it was an eyebrow raiser. And for me, quite frankly, it raised my, in terms of how good a coach I thought Penny was right now and can be, it raised it up. Because, again, you're not allowing relationships to dictate how good your basketball team can be. You're open to – I liked that, John.
Yeah.
I liked his willingness to do that. That said, I still got to feel like he owes it to them, that he's not going to let them down because they are Memphis kids.
Give them an opportunity.
He recruited them like that. More specifically, Tyler, you're going to get A-Lo. Hey, it's Memphis. You're special. We're going to take care of you, not let your family down. So I got to feel like, and particularly you add Tyler shooting to the mix, that's the other thing about it. Like, he's got something he owns.
Yeah.
To play on this team next season,
yep,
right, to be in the rotation, you're going to have a calling card. Because if you don't,
yep,
that's the way to fall by the wayside. We know what Tyler's is. Does the percentage have to improve from 31% from three? Absolutely. We suspect it will. A-Lo's got to get his calling card too, whether it's defense, whatever it is, being a floor general, that. All that said, I don't think Penny lets these guys sort of get pushed to the back, even with all this talent coming in. I think he expects and projects them to be part of the rotation. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but I think that's a conversation obviously worth having because, again, these aren't just Memphis, University of Memphis basketball players. These are Memphis-born and raised kids. They just like Penny was.
Yeah, I agree with you on those fronts. I think at least to start the season, they'll be given the opportunity, and then we'll just go from there. Mm-hmm. Then the games will be played, and the practices will be held. And
well, as sophomores, too. You just figure that's how.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Calk is going to join us at 1:25. Bennett's got a cash code for you. That's coming up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Data message rates apply, national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
All right, your keyword this hour is gift. Text GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 1 o'clock keyword is GIFT. Text GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. We're 92.9. Got a chance to win a grand at the top of every hour today, all the way until 7 o'clock. So right now, text GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You gather some coworkers around your laptop to watch the funniest video ever.
So funny.
But nobody is laughing. You couldn't save yourself from the next 3 minutes of unlaughable regret. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your sense of humor has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Huh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Ooh.
And while your little video party isn't going as expected, you could expect more savings from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from a laughless video flop, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Want to treat your car right? He's Frampol! Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com. Chevy.com.
Hi, folks. Good news from Sunrise Chevy in Collierville. Sunrise took additional inventory for the spring market. Now, Sunrise must sell 500 new and used cars and trucks to make room for new Chevys on the way. Huge discounts and 0% financing, or GM will provide up to $5,000 cash now. Shop and compare hundreds of new Chevys, Buicks, and GMCs all under one roof. And don't forget, a $5 million used car inventory. If your car needs body work, bring it to Sunrise. We work on all makes and models. If your Chevy needs service, bring it to Sunrise, no matter where you bought it. Find new roads at the Sunrise Chevy Range, 385 in Houston Levy and Collierville.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee, or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours, and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected, and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much.
What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about, or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion? You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Do it again. Get on over to the Casual Pint, 395 South Highland. Maybe it's the first time. You'll find out it's the craft beer place in Memphis when you do go. They're locally owned and operated, and you're going to love the place. 28 beer taps, 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans, your favorite bottled beer. You can do beer to go as well with growler fills, mix of six packs. Always something going on over at the Casual Pint. You got happy hour 3 to 5 on Thursday nights. You got flight night, 7 to 10. Pre-selected beers for $5. Do 4 small glasses of selected beer. Good way to try a bunch of beers. You do it responsibly, of course. That goes without saying. They're going to take care of you at the Casual Pint. That's because they don't have beer. They don't have bartenders. They got beer tenders. Folks are going to love on you. You're going to love on them when you get to know them. Lisa, Brad, Mel, David, Amber, they're all good people, and it is a good place. You'll love the atmosphere. Dartboards, got the TVs, everything you need with there. But they've got the dog-friendly patio as well. It's an open-air atmosphere. You will love it. Head on over there. 395 South Highland, the Casual Pint. Where beer lovers meet.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN Hour number 3. Jeff Cogg is going to join us in the next segment. We got a lot to get to with him, Jason. We will talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies. We will talk to him about Ja Morant. We will talk to him about many things. And that'll happen I think the music is still going. Am I going crazy?
No, I hear it too.
Yeah, it's like
where that is. Right. Can't determine whether if that's your computer or what that is.
No, it's not. I think I'm really losing my mind. Okay, now it's gone. Just making sure. Yeah, because I was going crazy. My bad. We'll talk to him about
my device.
I just want to make sure I wasn't like schizophrenic and I was like hearing like, you know, J. Cole's voice in my head. Telling me to do things. Anyway, yes, Jeff Coggins is going to join us at 1:25. And we'll talk to him about the news. And the news of the day, it was broken yesterday by Jonathan Gaboni that the Grizzlies have informed all parties in Chicago for the pre-draft combine that they're going to take Ja Morant at number 2. This feels obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's still relieving to me. Like, I guess you could have taken RJ and maybe like he would have gone on to be a good NBA player for you. But I just think with Ja there and the flexibility that it could afford you and what it represents and the fact that, again, you have a chance. You have a chance to get a star in this league, which is something, frankly, that has eluded the Grizzlies. Like, they've always had these, like, you know, let's just take Mike Conley, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do people look at him across the NBA like, the words you hear associated with him most is underrated, you know?
Absolutely.
Like underrated. But, like, does the NBA and, like, other as a whole, do they accept him as a star? I mean, some might. But you know, is he universally accepted as a star, though?
No, he's not. Not universally.
You know, that's something that for whatever reason, has just eluded the Grizzlies for a long time. They've always been, as a team, greater, right, than the sum of their parts kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they are. With Ja, I think you got a chance like to really break through, though. With Ja, I think you got a guy who like, you could see in Times Square. Like, you go to Times Square, like you could see his face. Like, I really think that he could be a crossover player for you, which the Grizzlies, frankly, quite honestly, have never had.
Well,
he calls himself the point god.
Yeah, like, you can sell that. Yeah,
like, this absolutely is so, you put a halo around him.
And they will, I'm sure.
Put a halo over his head.
Right.
You know, like, he's the point god. This is stuff like, and I'm literally just coming up with stuff. Like, I'm just in the Bible Belt, like, that will play well, trust me.
So I'm just. Yeah. I mean, you can do it.
He will resurrect the Grizzlies.
Careful. Yeah, keep as long as you keep it. Oh, yeah. Well, look at you. Sound like you're ready for church.
I am almost ready.
Yeah. Okay.
On the third day, Ja Rose. Now, Ja is also, isn't that like a, isn't that another term for the Lord, Ja?
Mm-hmm. I think, well, in some cases, I think.
I don't know what the
I wish you'd done your homework before you just brought it to me and asked me. I was hoping
you knew.
Not all the uses, but yes, I know. Dude, Rastafarians.
Are you okay? Yeah.
So I know Bob used to sing about Ja.
Yes, there you go. Exactly.
Okay.
So the possibilities with Ja, that's the point I'm trying to make here.
You're getting lost in the possibilities. Stick to the story, which is that they have announced it.
They're endless.
And from that standpoint, listen, and we saw the jokes on Twitter, but I think there is some legitimate concern when it comes to some fans on in terms of their trust level of this front office. I've sat up here and made my case that, yes, many of the same faces, y'all know I've said they need a change for a long time. But I'm cautiously optimistic with this new restructure that they're going. That said, there's some fans that ain't with me.
Yep.
There's some fans that this is still the same. You still got Chris Wallace in there. He's still going to have some, you know, some sort of, I don't even want to say, but maybe he puts in his little scouting report, whatever, and that it could get messed up again because you have a long history, a long draft history here in Memphis of messing up. And so for those folks, too, just, you know what I'm saying? Just to kind of squash that.
Absolutely.
That mess. Because you see the jokes out there. Oh, they're going to take Bobo. You know, they're going to blow this. You kill that. You kill all of that. Look, we said what was missing was sort of a vision out of your, at first you wanted out. You kind of want to know from your owner sort of if that vision's coming from him, if it's coming from his lead basketball guy. But a plan, a vision, what you're trying to execute, you want your fans on the same page as that front office.
Mm-hmm.
You want them understanding it, and more importantly, you want them trusting it, right? And so in that sense, that's what you're doing here.
Yep.
By telling, you're not just telling Ja, hey, lock in, get prepared, forget thinking about that you might slip to the Knicks. You're also telling your fans, we're all on one page, here is our plan, right? Take out my little concerns about what you could have done with the leverage with the Knicks, keep them guessing, whatever. This gets all of your people on one page. And what do we say they needed the most right now? That vision, getting the fans back on the same page. And so it accomplishes that. And, you know, after initially saying, well, what's the benefit? You talk to Jonathan, what it does for Ja, what it does for the fans, you get it, and it makes sense. I know you loved it from the moment they announced it. Me, at first, I had to kind of be pulled into this. I get it, and I like having everybody on the same page.
Yeah, there's we're getting tweets. Joey Positivity says, Ra, not Ja, Ra, the Egyptian sun god. No, we're not talking about Ra, the Egyptian sun god. We're talking about, as Code Sniper says, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Correct.
That's the other term. I think you used Rastafarian. I hope that's not derogatory. Rastafarian.
I don't believe it is.
Okay, we gotta make sure we're very PC on this show, Jason. It's very important.
Well, I don't know the Jamaica. I've been down to Jamaica a few times.
You have, and you tell us that they bombard you as soon as you get off the plane. They want you to buy things.
Well, the last time I was there. Now again, that's been since I got married.
Yes. What do they want you to buy?
Weed. And other drugs, but the weed is.
What did they say? Like we got weed. Uh-uh. You want it?
No.
How do they do it for you?
You will literally get pushed into it. You get pushed into a bathroom.
You get pushed into a bathroom.
Yeah.
What?
Now again, this was when I got married, so you're talking. This is my 10-year reunion. Yeah. No. If you go to Jamaica, it's your first time. It's going to happen to you where you're approached by folks that, you know, they see tourists, they want to sell you something. They assume that, you know, you want to have fun, whatever. They're going to try. Once you've been down there, you realize how to avoid that.
Finesse it.
You do it by no eye contact. This is like real rule of like going, you do it by no eye contact. You know, you're literally in business mode. You're walking right past all that because you know it's coming. And so that even putting out that, the brothers sense it. You know what I'm saying? My first couple times for me, you don't know I got pushed into the bathroom at the airport, bro. Right in the airport. Security right there by the door.
Really?
And trying to sell me weed in the stall. In the stall in front of the
You're
toilet,
in
bro.
The stall
I'm
with
in,
this
I'm in the
man.
Airport, bro. And I'm sure that this is not unique this is not just me. Others, I'm sure, have been through this because, again, these folks coming at you
That's
as soon as you get off that plane.
Getting off to a bad start.
As soon as you get off that plane.
You found yourself in a bathroom stall with a strange Jamaican man.
No, I mean, I got to imagine, too, that, you know, a lot of young, you take spring break down there, you know, kids come down, they want to, you know, smoke that Jamaican good. So, again, as soon as you get off the plane, a lot of folks, that's why they've sort of formed that.
Yeah, obviously there's a reason.
It's a market as soon as you get off the plane. That's why you're there for. They want to, you know, if they can.
The Jamaican good.
You never been to Jamaica?
No.
Yeah, first time you'll see it. Now,
quote-unquote affordable to get to Jamaica?
Oh, dude, is it affordable? It's absolutely affordable.
Compared to, like, the Bahamas, which is very expensive.
I didn't. I don't even remember paying a lot for the Bahamas to get down there.
Well, it was all on the company dime.
That said, no, Jamaica's a great place. Love it, all that. Once you'll figure it out.
Interesting.
Once you're a vet down there, though, I'm telling you, it's almost like you don't even see it. You got your horse blinders on.
That's smart.
Sort of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that way they're just rolling past you. But yep, dude, they'll try to put the bag in your pocket and then say you owe me.
What?
Yes. Yes, if you're not careful. Yes, if you're not careful.
Now, this reminds me a little bit of White Station. One time I bought some weed in the White Station High School
this
bathroom.
This is going way off, though. Yeah, you're going to White Station in the what?
Yes, I purchased weed in the White Station High School bathroom. I was a freshman, and I don't think I'd ever smoked weed before. And I was like, man, I guess.
Know if this is the place.
I go, come arrest me. Come get me. It was a $10 bag.
Well, I mean, no wonder you're not. I mean, welcome back when they had your whole rap sheet and then what you did to them with
There's a new principal there, and we're coming back. I told you. Did I tell you this? I'm unbanned. There's a new principal there.
Stop.
Yes. Carrie Holland.
Well, somebody needs to tell her what you did to Patera.
I didn't do a damn thing to Patera.
And that's why you got banned.
I was the victim, bro.
That's why you got banned.
I was the victim in that situation. But we're going back.
I'm just messing
around. They want us to come back and talk about our careers.
Stop it.
Yes. I'm telling you the truth. You wanted to get back. We're getting back. I got us in.
Well, that's awesome.
So anyway, yes, that reminds me of my
freshman. I'm glad the ban is off you now.
My freshman experience at White Station High School. I think it was oregano.
All right. Well, we were that this whole segment, this feels like year one. We got to get back on the rails. John Morant's coming to Memphis.
Yes, and that is reason for excitement. I think jersey sales are going to spike. I think you're going to see a lot more coverage of the Grizzlies. I think, I don't know, it ain't going to be like Zion level. Of course, nothing is Zion level. According to, you know, I don't know if it was Bennett that sent us the tweet or you that sent us the tweet, but it was like, Rachel Nichols was like, hi, Zion. Welcome to the show, Zion. This is great for you, huh, Zion? And it's like, oh, here's RJ Barrett, you piece of crap. What do you think about everything that went down, loser? You know, that's how she was kind of treating everything. But I do think it will improve the pool of candidates that you can hire because, you know, listen, he's a dynamic player. Elite athleticism makes his teammates better. You know, these are things you can sell, not yeah. just to a fan base, but I think to an up-and-coming coach. Because now you've got a nucleus of Jaren Jackson Jr., Dylan Brooks, right, he's going to get healthy, Ja Morant, you know, Kyle Anderson, if he can get his shoulder situation right.
I'm sure he'll come back healthy, hopefully.
You're in decent shape. I would say you're actually in good shape in terms of bouncing back, you know, over the next 2 to 3 years. I actually think you're in really good shape with that core of players. As long as you do what you're supposed to do in 2020, you're going to get Chandler Parsons up off you. So that dead money is gone. You know, so you'll have more flexibility in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Conley's going to get dealt. You'll get a first rounder and a young piece for him. Again, we're cooking with gas.
You are for the other reason. The reason I've been telling you, John, they should have done this earlier. You know, you should have pushed this button earlier is because you've got a real fan base now that's invested. That's the thing about it. I mean, after the 7 years of playoffs, you're all the way in, and so you're willing to put up with a couple more down, as opposed to earlier in the Grizzlies' arrival here, as opposed to you had to sort of get connected to them. You're connected now. And so if you can see the vision, to go back to that point, if the franchise is giving you the vision, you guys feel like you're on the same page. And now, more importantly, mm-hmm. you've got the potential star.
Exactly.
Again, we've said it. It's so hard to get people here in free agency. That wasn't going to be the route for a small market team like Memphis. You had to hit and get lucky in the draft. We think Ja represents all of that.
No doubt.
And so that's the reason why you're willing to go down there and pay your money and sit there and probably take an L, take some lumps, because you've got you can see the potential in the start. Now you have young guys that could possibly be stars. You can get behind that and you could take those lumps.
Yep.
You're invested.
Yep, I agree with that. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us. We'll talk to him about this and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are 4 amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all 4 are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Pizza Sub Collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer calls Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis's sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John. 92.9 FM. ESPN. And every Thursday at this time, we talked to Jeff Calkins. He, of course, is the sports columnist for the Daily Memphian. He hosts the Jeff Calkins Show from 9 to 11 every day, and he joins us right now. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What are you doing?
I don't even want to tell you.
Oh, you do, and you're going to. What are you doing?
I'm at the mechanics.
You're at the mechanics?
What happened to that?
You just got the car.
It was a 97.
It's a Benz, though.
It is a Benz.
You're already throwing the age under the bus.
It's a 22-year-old car. I'm just getting a little tune-up. You got to get a few things figured out.
Yeah.
As Tubby Smith would tell you, this stuff takes time.
Yeah, you're getting a tune-up after a week.
You didn't get a lemon, did you?
You got a tune-up after a week. They're supposed to tune it up before you buy it.
We're just getting a few things right. Just getting a few things right.
We're just getting a new alternator.
Some new spark plugs.
You know, yeah.
I probably just need a spark plug.
It is the most Calkins thing in the history of the world.
It could be operator error. I love it. Don't I look stylish in that car?
You look good. Let's focus on the exterior of the vehicle.
Because it's classy, right? But because it's 22 years old, it's not ostentatious.
No, I think it's a perfect amount of dad flex.
Right. Well, what flex? Dad flex?
Yes.
Dad? I don't think it's dad.
It's definitely dad. Let's not get it twisted here. What else would it be? I mean, it could be grandpa flex if we're being honest.
It's not ostentatious, you know. It's not new money. That's not what it is. Like that's not my, you know.
It's old money. It's like I got a big 401k.
It's got. I have enough. I got a 22 year. I have a Benz. It's 22 years old.
Right.
So,
anyway,
thanks for asking. How did you know to ask me on this day of all days what I was doing? You ferreted it out.
I did. I don't know. I just heard voices. I heard voices in the background.
That's the voices. The voices.
And
here.
I was like, what are you doing? Anyway, breaking news on 92.9, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 1997 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Jeff is at the mechanic.
Yes.
And he just, but we certainly hope and pray that everything is okay. All right. Let me ask you this, Jeff, on to other matters. Is this, and are you willing to say that this is the best spring in Memphis sports history?
I want to address something else first, if I could. Okay. I was driving here listening to your show.
Yes.
As I do. And I don't think it's a good thing that Jonathan Givony would, I don't think it's a bad thing that they would draft Ja Morant at all. I think it's the preferred thing in the end. I think if they really told people after one day that they, that they're drafting Ja Morant, I think that's weird as hell.
Oh, you got the same concern I used to have. Okay. Before talking to Jonathan and everybody. Yeah, you're where I was. Okay.
I think that's insane. I mean, the people here, listen, I'm sure they have, the scouting staff is still in place. They've seen Ja Morant, they whatever, but who the hell decides that, like, they didn't think they were going to have the number two pick. They weren't closely focused on drilling down on Ja Morant. They hadn't, like, laser-focused on Ja Morant or laser-focused on R.J. Barrett. So either three things have happened here. I think either either someone told – I'm no doubt that someone told Givony that. Givony's great. No doubt that someone told him that. But it wasn't, you know, if you read the story, ownership didn't, or the Grizzlies didn't tell him that. Other people around the league told him that. That's what he said. The Grizzlies are telling the people in the league. So people in the league, whatever. So as Chris Harrington put it on my show today, there may be some erroneous telephone tag going over there. In other words, I 100% believe Jonathan's story. Of course, he's great. I don't know that it really means that they have said what they said they said. Because that would be one alternative. Second alternative is that they have been telling everyone, and in which case that to me is just weird. Like you have Zach Kleiman, who is basically been doing other stuff. Like he hasn't been out there scouting, right? And you've got a whole new thing. Like, why wouldn't you take the month to drill down, even if you end up on Ja Morant, which I think you would, why wouldn't you take the time to drill down on these guys? And I don't understand that at all. And I guess thirdly, I don't know. You could imagine that it's just weird. To me, this is weird. I think they're probably ending up in the right place. But, I mean, I talked to Chris on my show today, and he made calls about it. And he said, yeah, the Grizzlies said that's not true. But, of course, they'll say that's not true. If it is true, I think it's bizarre. Even if that's where you end up, you shouldn't end up there basically on lottery day. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, let's just be honest. Like, information from the Grizzlies just always – it always gets out. You know, like, so it's not
– But it's a new group.
In some ways, it is a new group.
Is that inexperience?
Wouldn't that be bizarre? Don't you think?
I don't think it's that bizarre, John.
As much as you like Ja, don't you think there is something to be said for going through the process? Like, have they talked to every one of Ja's relatives and coaches? And you know, you want to make sure there's nothing. You know, so I don't really understand this at all.
Well, you know, there might be some semantics here, though, like. If it was worded like zeroing in on, you know, it wasn't like the Grizzlies will pick.
No, it said borrowing unexpected will pick.
Okay, so something unexpected could be.
I think it's different than if it said leaning towards. You know, understanding that things could change in the next month, they're leaning towards their initial inclination is towards Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. Well, I get that, right? But barring unexpected is like, unless we found out that he secretly murdered someone in second grade, we're going to draft him. Or unless we find that he's a heart murmur, he's our guy. That's what it sounds like.
Right. Well,
and I think to say he's our guy this early in the process is a little bizarre when you didn't think you were going to have the second pick. It's a little different than even last year. Last year, the Grizzlies knew they were going to be, because of the way that they fell, they knew they were going to be taking one of the top guys. They had identified Jaren Jackson Jr. as one of their guys early in these 4 years. But here, the odds are they were going to pick 8 or 9, right? Or not at all. So they have been laser focused on the top guys. It would be weird to me to think that they identified their guy this early. Honestly, it would be troubling to me if they identified their guy this early.
You're already fired the front office. Unbelievable.
No, but I'm actually also not sure that they have identified their guy this early.
Jonathan tweeted it. He said, appear to have locked in. There's a lot of couching.
Right. I'm in favor of the couch because I don't want him to have absolutely locked in. That's what I do not want.
Well, right now it's just they appear to have locked in.
Right. Well, okay. So there's
there was also a report they met with Zion Williamson. I mean, so it's, you know.
Right. Which feels like they're doing.
That's all. It would be troubling to me if they did not say, okay, we're open-minded about this. We think Ja's great, and we think that's probably who we'll pick, but we're open-minded about this as we embark on the process. That's what I would want them to say.
I always thought, even with this statement, that you know, you're still going to do the interviews with R.J. Barrett. I mean, I just assumed you do as much. That's what you're supposed to do as a front office. I just assumed that was – and listening to Jonathan, I was with you, Jeff, completely. I was looking at it more from a leverage standpoint. Why tip your hand to anybody? You know what I'm saying? I mean, to any teams or tell anybody interested, why do it? But when it comes to your fan base, you're not buying that, that the idea that you're all on one page and get them on, and again, the unforeseen sort of takes care of, covers you on the back end in case you switch? You got everybody sort of pointing in the right direction now, at least.
Do you think R.J. Barrett will interview? Gary was of the view that he wouldn't come to Memphis.
He may very well say no, I'm not, yes.
I mean, if he's got a promise from the Knicks, like, he'll just go to the Knicks.
The thing is, though, the Knicks, any promise they make, he may be trade fodder for the Knicks, right? Like, he may be trade fodder to get whomever.
Possibly.
To get Anthony Davis or whatever.
Yeah.
And so,
or the trade.
So it's hard for the Knicks. It's hard for the Knicks to promise when they don't know that they're even going to keep him. So anyway, it's great stuff. And to answer your other question, is this the greatest spring ever? Well, I don't know. I mean, the Western Conference Finals was during the spring, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they got swept.
No, but that was great.
Yeah,
until the finals.
But that's just the Grizzlies, though. That's just one half.
Yeah, but that half was, I don't know, was the Final Four a spring?
Of course.
No, those are better. This is a great spring. Great.
Ah, interesting.
But one Final Four is more memorable than this spring. This is great because it's potential. But I would put the Memphis going to the Final Four and playing Kansas. I don't know if all that happened in the spring. When does spring?
It was spring.
It's April, yeah.
It was spring, but it was heartbreaking,
Jeff.
It was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking. It was the worst thing ever.
No, but in going through it was great. That was better than this.
Yes, the run up.
So was the Grizzlies' deep playoff run was better than this.
And then
this has been the greatest, certainly, transactional spring ever.
Well, now I didn't get that far.
But the greatest spring – I mean, there's been nothing like this in terms of we haven't had a – let's be honest. What meaningful recruit have they ever added after the season? Like, we've had D. Rose added it before, and we've had whatever. But after the season, spring has never been a meaningful time for Memphis recruiting.
Right, well, for the most part. Yeah, they added Michael Dixon, like, in the summer.
That was summer. Yeah. They added Michael Dixon in the summer.
That doesn't count.
But so they just don't add. So normally basketball recruiting is totally dormant, basically, at this time. Or you're adding, what's his name? Your guy from who Jason liked so much. What was his name?
Chad Rycook.
Loved
no, the other big guy. The other big guy from
Dominic Woodson? No, Stan Simpson? I can't remember.
Yeah,
Jason,
Simpson,
all of them. Anybody that was 7 foot that played
Jason
for the Tigers,
liked a lot of big.
When did Stan Simpson come? When was he added? Was he spring?
I have totally put that out of my brain. I don't know why.
Well, here's the thing. Once upon a time, we were talking about Stan Simpson, and now
that was actually just Jason talking about Stan Simpson.
So we were talking about now we're talking about Precious Achiuwa, and so yes. We have never had meaningful recruiting in the spring before. That's a hell of a lot of fun. And the Ja Morant thing is a hell of a lot of fun. And honestly, like, I don't think Tom Bowen being resigning, stepping down, is fun, but it's certainly intriguing, right? So we have that. And, there's a Memphis horse running in the Preakness. You got 9-1 FC winning a home game last night.
So would you like to amend your statement?
You've got the Penny Hardaway International Airport, and I've got all the jokes, including yours, in a column that I just posted at the Daily Memphian that I just basically ripped off from the entire universe, Twitter and Facebook.
Wow.
All the jokes are there. They're all there.
Over at the Daily Memphian.
They're all at the Daily Memphian. Everything that's going to change at the airport, because it's the Penny Hardaway Airport, including your joke that the new slogan is going to be, get the F out of here, which was perhaps the best joke.
Thank you.
All of those. I did not include the Jason and John will now start interviewing relatives of airline employees from 11 until 2. I did not include that.
Did somebody really submit that?
Only close relatives.
Someone on Twitter said that, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't do that because I thought it was obscure. But it is true. If they were important, if those employees were important, and you would.
Mm-hmm.
And some people mean that as a joke. I actually think it's much less. But listen, if you can get Lester Canone's dad on the phone, or R.J. Barrett, whatever, not R.J. Barrett, the other R.J., phone on the phone, that's a win for me, man. I'd take him. I'd take him any day of the week. So when I say that, I say it with deep affection and, honestly, respect.
Jeff, I've noticed some. All your producers become hosts of radio shows. Do you look at that as like your coaching tree, as sort of, you know what I'm saying? And do you look at that spot, too, as a guy that, you know, sort of like the Tigers basketball beat writer job, you know, it's sort of the gateway to greatness.
It's like a stepping stone, isn't it?
You're looking at that producer job for you has sort of been that for some guys, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you wonder, like, if you can replace, you lose one. It's like we're losing an offensive coordinator if you're Nick Saban, right, or something, you know, and so you lose these guys, or Bill Belichick, all the coaches he leave, or whatever. And like, so John Martin goes on, and he gets a job as a host. And you're like, oh, God, am I going to be able to replace him? And it turns out, yes, I got someone better. And so then you're like, Jeffrey Wright is now, that Jeffrey's not leaving me. Thank God for that. He's just going over to, he's two-timing me with Mark Giannato from 2 to 4
that
every day. But in fairness, I do think they will make a great team. And I do think that with all due respect, just like John deserved it once upon a time, I think Jeffrey deserves it. He has been, we can agree on this. He is the most stoic, the least dramatic of all of us at the station. Don't you think that's true? He's the most even-keeled.
Yes.
Yeah.
The most willing to do anything without complaint.
Oh, 100%.
Well, because
he's a warrior when it comes to that.
That's what I meant. That's what I was trying to get at. That's what I meant. And listen, he's been hosting Eric's show half the time, a lot of time anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, we miss Eric, but that just makes for a smooth transition.
It does.
Because he is a hardworking dude, and then they throw Giannato in there, and I think it's a good combination. So, yes, and I do take it. Actually, I don't think it is a compliment to me, although, like, it is. I actually do. Like, but here's the truth of the matter. When we hired John, they had never heard of John. Right? No one at the 92.9 had ever heard of John.
Mm-hmm.
And we hired John, and I had to fight to hire John. They had someone they were going to suggest. And what did we have to fight, John? We had to fight to get you 4 hours at $10
an
hour.
They only wanted to give me three hours a day,
and we paid him 40. Well, I said, you got to get him 40 bucks a day. And I literally quit over it before I even started.
It's true.
That happened.
It's true.
And with Jeffrey, my old friend Bruce Ryan, who taught him, I knew in college, but who taught him at MUS, after John left, I said, what am I ever going to do? And Bruce Ryan sent me a DM and said, there's this guy, Jeffrey Wright. He'd be great. And so, once again, they'd never heard it, you know. So I feel like Mike Norvell finding quarterback coaches, you know. And then the truth matters, they both made me look better in different ways. Jeffrey by working his ass off, and John by being funny.
Yep.
And they both deserve everything. I really do mean that. Like it's a hell of a sports talk station, and I'm not just saying that.
It's funny because when I was part of your show, like the iteration of your show, you had to fight for me. They were happy to hire Jeffrey. They're like, oh, come on board. They hired him from Oz. Like, come on, man. Let's go. Let's do this thing. It was very smooth.
They weren't trying to pay him 30 bucks either.
He got a real salary. That's exactly right.
I can't believe you're going to quit over John Martin. Wow.
I not only did I quit, like Dan and I got in a shouting match, and I said, that's fine. I'll go. I actually said that. I'll go to 4 Sports 56.
Wow.
They offered me something, too. We slammed down the phone on each other. Gary intervened, and they agreed to pay to give John 4 hours at $10. And that's when people – I really do mean this. When people talk about what it takes to get into this business, there is, like, a lot of luck involved. But you got to be you've got to be willing to work for $40 a day. Like, who does that? Who works for $40 a day?
Right.
I did. I worked for $40 a day. And I'll never forget it because I was at the time I was still streaming for the CA, and I was graduating. I was graduating literally like that weekend, and I got off the stage. I got off the stage, and I had a text message from Gary. And do you know what it said?
No.
They're going to get you the extra $10.
Wow.
And it was like, yes! It was like,
yes! Yes! God, your ship has come in, baby.
I'm now
get to the extra happy meal.
I've ascended to the like Nike sweatshop salary. This is perfect.
Yeah.
This is great. So
that was really something.
No,
in fairness, totally unproven product at that point.
No, for sure. I mean, in some ways, yes. In some ways, yes.
So it's been cool how it's worked. Honestly, it's been cool how it's worked.
It is. It's the best $10 Dan Barron ever spent.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole thing has been cool. It's worked out. Anyway.
All right, man. Is your car okay?
You know, let's be clear. We just work here, man. We just show up.
That's right.
We work here. It's totally clear that we don't run the station. We just show up and work here, and I just try to keep finding talent and polishing it up for them. You know?
You really do. Is your car okay?
I hope you get good news on it.
I'll let you know.
Your ability to evaluate talent much better with humans than vehicles.
Let's be honest. I'm trying to get a car for the equivalent of like I'm like the $30 a day guy for a car. You know, that's me. You know, I'm as cheap as it gets.
It's true. All right, man. Best of luck.
Thanks, man.
He is Jeff Calkins. It's always good to like go back down to that time. It feels like it was forever ago. It was 6 years ago.
I mean, y'all had to be tight. This man's gonna quit over getting a little bit more money.
Well, it's just like the way that it evolved. You know, like we had talked for because he got me on at the CA as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like he went to I don't remember who it would have been. I think it was Louis Graham at the time.
Like a father figure for real.
Yeah, and he said, listen, you got to hire this guy. He beat us on Tombone. He beat us on this, that, the other. They hired me. Then we had talked about doing a radio show. Like, we always thought there would be an opening here because at that time it was just Gary and Eric, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we had always talked about doing a radio show here. And finally the opportunity presented itself from 9 to 11. The initial thing was he wanted me to be a co-host. They were unwilling to make me a co-host. They said, you can do it as a producer for $30 a day. And that's when Jeff was like, all right, you know, you're not going to keep doing this. You know, we talked about so many different things. I'm done.
Wow.
And they came back. You know, so anyway, it's just the history, man. It's just history.
So he's like Penny and you're A-Lo. Y'all are tight.
I guess so, but I think I get more playing time.
Well, there's a second season to be had.
You're right. There's more than two seasons.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a second and a third and a fourth, hopefully.
I like the way you said that. That was really good. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 2 p.m.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lock-It. All it takes is a few quick taps on your Regions mobile app or using Regions online banking. And once you report the cards lost and get your new ones, you can customize your protection by choosing which types of transactions to lock, like ATM activity and purchases made online or in stores. Select all or some. Whichever you choose, you're in control of an additional layer of security. Need to unlock for a purchase? You can change your settings in an instant. And if there's ever a declined transaction, you can receive immediate notification. So even if your wallet is stuck in paradise, you can have peace of mind knowing your cards are secure. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
If you've been in a car crash or suffered an injury, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. Almost always, the person refusing to pay you is not the person who caused the injury. It's their insurance company, State Farm, Geico, Allstate, and the like. They make billions and billions of dollars by keeping as much money as they can in their own pockets. Big companies with the deepest pockets and an army of lawyers. Literally thousands. But at Morgan & Morgan, we too have an army of lawyers. And you know what else? Many of our lawyers came from the same insurance companies we now fight against. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, our army will fight like hell for you. Just dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Some things are slow, like sleepy sloths. Other things are fast, like Xfinity XFi. You get fast, reliable internet even when the whole family is online, on different devices all over the house. Stream live TV on the patio while the kids game in the den, and your better half looks up recipes on the tablet in the kitchen. See, everybody wins. You want your family to put down their devices and get together for dinner? Just pause your in-home Wi-Fi with one tap on the XFi app, voila. And after the plates are clean, the veggies have been eaten, and the homework they swear they forgot about is done, you can turn the Wi-Fi back on just as easily. You're the boss. Plus, with XFi Advantage, you can get enhanced security and safer browsing for all the devices in your home. Switch to Xfinity and just see how Xfinity XFi makes Wi-Fi simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. On Sunday, our $48 Sunday table features 7 ounces of sliced filet mignon over mashed potatoes with your choice of salad and dessert. On Monday, $55 gets you 8 ounces of buttery filet and delicate North Atlantic lobster tail with salad and dessert. And finally, on Tuesday, come in for Tomahawk Tuesday. That's 2 salads, 2 side items, 2 desserts, and a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye to share for only $120. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
Get your gun, Nelly, and saddle up Penelope as Western Trading Days at Sunrise Buick GMC. Old-time trading prices on over 800 new Buicks and GMCs, and the Sunrise Used Car Corral has over 150 in stock. Sunrise has rustled up a good-looking herd of cars and trucks under $99.95. Ranch managers have been told to cut prices to the bone. If you're a good person with bad credit, SunriseMemphis.com will help you get your brand on one of these little fillies. Free hot dogs and Cokes at the Chuck Wagon. Western Trading Days, 385 in Houston Levy and Collierville. Cars cost less at Sunrise, partner.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Baby, if you keep doing what you're doing to me, I'll do what I'm doing to you, ooh, girl. The way that I do it should be.
Live, love, Memphis. Memphis Group. We've been telling you about the Live Love Memphis Group for a long time because they're the best in Memphis. There are countless success stories, like Lewis, for example. He's a loyal listener to the show, and he's had multiple conversations with the Live Love Memphis team over the last several months. He's going back and forth about selling his house. Well, he finally decided he wanted to do it, and he picked the Live Love Memphis team because we said he should, and he did right to listen. They listed his house on a Monday, and the next day it was under contract for list price. Just a sliver of what the Live Love Memphis team can do for you.
We got it done for Lewis. You got it done for me. They'll get it done for you, too. That's because they're the best team in town. You can check them out for yourself over at livelovememphis.com. If you've heard us on this and you're ready to trust us like Lewis did, then you can call them up at 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She's the captain of this hard-working team. And again, if you've been on the market for months, you shouldn't be. Inventory is low, that means you should be sold. So something's going on. Probably that group's giving you bad advice that you're with. Get with the right group. That's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. Again, livelovememphis.com.
All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
Lots to check out tonight. We're going to switch this up. The NBA playoffs. The NBA.
You always made me go first.
Well, that's just
I keep you on your toes.
Yeah, you surely did. But the NBA playoffs roll on tonight. Golden State and Portland. I am anxious to see if there will be a series made of this one. I don't know if that will start tonight or when it goes back to Portland. But listen, Portland's been a great story in these playoffs, right? The emergence. Finally, when it matters on the big stage from Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, you know, they were disposed of pretty easily, especially there in that fourth quarter in game one. Can the Blazers make this series interesting? I would like to see the Warriors tested. I would like to see them bleed without Kevin Durant. And so that one tonight at 8 o'clock Central, Golden State hosting Portland, game two of the Western Conference Finals.
I think it'll be interesting to watch. I mean, it's mine, too. I just wanted to see if I could keep you on your toes there. Had you a little nervous there.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine, too. I'm a little bit different on it. I think this could be a – I think this is where we find out if it could be a series. Look, Portland was tired. There's no question about it. Having to close out Denver, you asked when that next game, when it would go to Portland. That's on Saturday. It would get back to Portland. We'll see tonight. You could see it in the fourth quarter. They ran out of gas. I think it was a six-point game going into it. We'll see tonight refreshed if they can keep up.
Yeah, so me and Jason are going to be watching together tonight, maybe in his house. We'll probably be watching together. I think I'm going to make my way over there. No, you know what? I am going to be at Barbecue Fest tonight. That's also what I'm checking out, Barbecue Fest tonight. Going to brave that, and I'm going to attempt to do a radio show tomorrow. So pray for me.
Be careful.
You know how it gets down there, debauchery. Mm-hmm. It's fun, though. It's like the weather's nice, right? If it was, like, rainy, like, and all muddy, I wouldn't do it. But
last year, you're down there with Mike Miller throwing signs.
Apparently, white power signs. Need to take that one down. All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Jonathan Gavone, Nick Van Exel,
yep.
Jeff Calkins. Paul Biancardi going to join us tomorrow. Could be
okay.
A fortuitous day. Stay tuned. Jeffrey Wright's up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. The radio.com sports station.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Memphis Pool is taking over the outdoors with Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. Come visit their new showroom in Collierville. They have Louisiana pellet grills and ceramic Kamado cookers with all the frills to go with the grills. Everything outdoors, kitchens, furniture, playsets, hot tubs by Caldera Spas, new pool construction and remodeling. They'll design your perfect outdoor living space. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, building more than pools. Showroom now open next to Collierville Animal Hospital in Collierville, 468 Highway 72, or visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome Five Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Hey, everybody, it's time for a road trip. And if I said, who wants to drive an all-new Silverado or an all-new Blazer, how many hands are going to go up? Can't be just mine. And that's why you have to be with me right now at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Not only do they have the best deals, they have the best testing ground in the Mid-South to drive all-new Chevys on highways, on back roads, maybe even off-road. So crank the music up, play off all the new gadgets, and see why All-Star Chevys have all the awards. And they have all the awards, people. Not only that, the Chevy sell-down deals at All-Star in May are spot on. Lots of 0 for 72 financing with GM Financial on Silverado, Equinox, and more. Or get in on the discounts and cash that drop the new Silverado prices as much as 20%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.